Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Clock, the beef talks may have ended in agreement between meat producers and processors, backed by all the main farming groups. But it doesn't look that way at factory gates this evening. Protests continue across the country despite the deal hammered out after 36 hours of talks at the Department of Agriculture. Our reporter John Cook joins me from the picket outside the Keepack plant in County Clare. John, the agreement is based on blockade being lifted. Is there any sign of that happening there today?
None at all, Mary, and it's the same story at many of the factories we've visited on Drive Time in recent weeks. I've been speaking to some of those I've met along the way. For instance, at ABP in Tipperary, some farmers told me they expected much more from these much-heralded talks, given that they'd been protesting for weeks, they'd been to the talks table already, they'd made it very clear what they wanted to see, and it was an increase in the base price per kilo they get for their cattle. It didn't happen at the weekend. And despite talk of higher bonuses or new bonuses for cattle up to 36 months of age, the farmers I've been hearing from say bonuses calculated on low base prices aren't much good. A protester that I'd met at Liffey Meats in County Roscommon told me today the general consensus among farmers nationally is that there are some good things in the agreement, but trust is so bad between farmers and meat processors, they fear everything they've gained in the deal could be wiped out again within weeks if base prices fall again. So here at the Keepack plant at Drumquin outside Ennis in County Clare, where I've been throughout the day, the mood is similar. Farmers are vowing to maintain their protests and blockades. There was a suggestion in recent weeks that some of these pickets would last till Christmas. Well, here in Clare, they've even got a Christmas tree decorated, Mary, and it's lit up on top of a silage bale that's blocking the gates at Keepack. Some say they're willing to stay till December if that's what it takes. Now, the first farmer I spoke to was a man who we met 2 weeks ago. He was there with his children at the time and said he was struggling to pay their back-to-school costs as he spoke to me of feeling like his stomach was on fire with worry about his family's future. Today I asked him for his views on the weekend's talks and agreement.
If you bring a group of farmers or representatives into a room for 36 hours, and if you put them against actuaries and accountants and barristers and solicitors and good negotiators and hold them there for 36 hours, when their heads start spinning after 36 hours, what would you expect but that they'd agree to something that they don't even know what they're agreeing to?
There is an agreement, we're told, to higher bonuses for quality cattle, to some bonuses, 8 cent for cattle up to 36 months, a task force, independent reviews of the beef sector.
OK, so we'll go with the task force first of all. So there will be another 20 people eating off the backs of farmers. It will be 20 people, 20 jobs in Dublin, eating off the lack of money I'm getting for my product. We'll go to the bonuses. It's exactly as it was before they went in. They just put a new dress on the pig. It's exactly the same. We're still being penalised by 12 cents if we don't hit our quality assured standard. They said it's 62% of an increase. In actual fact, it's about 2% of an increase in the price of an animal. I have taken a hit of 24% in the last 12 months on the price of my animal. 2% isn't much good to me.
What happens now?
We stay here, we picket, we stay until they hear the quiet voice. Eventually, they will hear us.
I've been in these protests before. I was in Ballyhonus, at League. I've been to Dublin numerous times down the years. And we got assurances and we got promises, but they were always broken. There's some things here, but very little.
Yeah, there was some progress in the talks, we were told. For instance, farmers would get more of a bonus for their quality cattle.
They get it for 3 weeks, and to be cut back again, so to it.
So you think the prices will be cut again?
I think so.
There's a beef task force. There's some independent reviews to happen here. This could be the start of something.
Independent will be. Creed is doing it. And as I said to you earlier, before you put me on this, I wouldn't put that man in weed now, and that's saying very little about him.
What do you mean by that?
When you put someone into weed, your cops are you. And it's a very menial job. It would be a person that wouldn't be really up to much, but that's how he categorises him.
Are you suggesting he doesn't know the farmers'
he
concerns or understand them?
He's only worried about the ploughing championships, that people would heckle him there.
Will you be going to the ploughing yourself, or will you stay and put at this protest?
I will be.
And Mary, that elderly farmer from South Galway was among many farmers who told me they won't be at the ploughing. They'll continue to maintain their protests outside factories, though they expect other farmers to possibly protest at the ploughing championships in Carlow over the coming days and from tomorrow, as the Agriculture Minister, other politicians and some of Ireland's big food retailers will meet with members of the public there. There are over 30 farmers protesting here outside the Keepak plant in Clare, most asking not to give their names, as they told me, Mary, they feel there's nothing good in yesterday's deal for them.
There's nothing for us unless we can talk about base price.
But there were extra bonuses for quality cattle. There was 8 cents for cattle, 30 to 36 months.
Taking it off with you with the other one. It was Blagarden. That was bullshit, that, all that talks. They're just talking around in circles. There's, like, this is going nowhere. There needs to be a fixed base price put down before Christmas and held.
What about yourselves, lads? Anything in the agreement that would make you lift your protest here?
No, in fairness, like, you can see the majority of farmers here today are very disappointed with what's going on. Like, there's no future in farming. The government body there, Tagus, are saying it's costing up in 4 years to produce it. They're quoting us here 3.14, 3.45. How can you stay? We all have families and our young lads are coming along and there's no future for them.
And that seems to be the issue for people. Whatever your bonuses, if the base price is too low...
Price is too low, as this man said, and the majority of people are speaking. That's the way they're saying it, and it's too low. And you can see yourself today, the farmers are out stronger than ever here today.
The last cattle I sold, I was guaranteed by the agent 365, and I got my cheque, and it was 355. And he says, you're lucky to get that, they're 350 now.
So bonuses mean very little to you if that price is at
nothing.
That level?
It's the base price, and that they should stand over what the agent says.
Farmers have no intention of stepping down. It's not viable.
Is that the way you all feel, lads?
Yeah.
I think there was fuel put on the fire yesterday in what came out, and I'll take a word from Donald Trump. What we got yesterday was fake news. We're here 3 weeks. We're not leaving. You'll see a Christmas tree up there. If we have to stay here till Christmas, we will.
Here for the long haul, so...
Long haul, yeah.
Yeah, we're here
can
for...
Can this go on, lads? Because no cattle will be slaughtered here. You'll have cattle yourselves, I presume, on your land that need to be to be brought to the factory before long, particularly before the winter.
But so we're taking a big loss and we can't keep up with it.
Well, as well off today with the hunger here as today with the hunger at home.
Yeah. So yeah, how we feel about it, yeah?
And there are the farmers outside Keepak in County Clare. John is still with us. Aren't there representative groups, though, John, all recommending this deal that was arrived at over the weekend?
Yeah, that's the ironic thing here, perhaps, Mary. According to the Department of Agriculture, all parties to the agreement agreed to work to end blockades and protests at meat factories. It's not happening yet. Six of the country's largest and longest established farm organisations, like the Irish Farmers Association, the Irish Cattle and Sheep Farmers Association, and others are recommending these settlement terms. But the Beef Plan movement said some farmers feel they've got nothing out of it. The Independent Farmers of Ireland group, which was set up to represent some of these protesters at the factory gates, said they wouldn't accept or reject settlement proposals. It's a matter for individual farmers and groups around the country. And some meetings are ongoing to consider the deal in more detail, Mary. For instance, I know that representatives of Beef Plan will meet with protesting farmers in Tipperary tonight. They may reconsider their position after that. But for now, the protests go on. And even though many farmers I spoke to are part of some of the main farming bodies, some question whether the deal is only good for certain types of farmers. For instance, like dairy farmers who may gain more for certain cattle grades. Now, among other farmers I met this afternoon, I also spoke to some local opposition politicians who expect this to be a big issue of debate when the Dáil returns tomorrow. I also met the local chairman of the ICMSA, that's the Irish Creamery Milk Suppliers Association in Clare, Martin McMahon, and given that his organisation was one of those in the talks and recommending acceptance of the deal, I asked if he was calling on members to end their blockades, but instead he said he was there to support their continued protest.
I'm saying that we have nothing got when the margin hasn't increased. That's the most important part of it. You can talk all we like about different, we'll say, the 8 cent that people have got. If the base price falls by 2 cent, that 8 cent is wiped off the table straight away.
If your group in the ICMSA and other farming organisations are saying this is a deal worth agreeing to, let's see what comes out of the task force and other talks to come, you're not agreeing with them?
I feel there's a lot more to be gained. And the only way we'll gain it is by holding tight. The deal isn't
over. With these protests, with these blockades?
Correct. With these blockades, there's more left in the kitty.
Even if farmers need to get their cattle to the factory because they're coming into winter?
I understand that, and my sympathy is with farmers who have cattle to kill. But I think at the end of the day, the cost of production plus margin has to rise, and then these farmers will be compensated when they bring out their cattle to kill. And I feel that there's a lot more left in the kitty, and Meat Industry Ireland are not prepared to give it. And I do feel that the retailers have to be brought into the talks, because they're creaming off as well, and we can eat our slice of cake.
Michael McNamara, you're a former Labour TD for County Clare. You're here as a beef farmer, I think.
I am, yeah. I've cattle to finish for the past fortnight that are sitting in fields. But, you know, I've been losing money on them earlier this year. I'll continue to lose money. Last night's deal makes no difference, because at the end of the day, the base price, this so-called base price, we're told there's no cartel in Ireland, yet every single factory pays exactly the same base price and has done in Ireland for about 20 or 30 years now. Prices rise in unison, they fall in unison. If it looks like a cartel, it is a cartel. And it's been acting like a cartel for 20 or 30 years now.
Meat industry says the prices are in line with European averages. They're not great, but they're in line with European averages.
I accept that European averages aren't great, but the prices in Ireland are lower than European averages. And furthermore, we're marketing into a premium market. All this talk about bonuses, that's for premium beef that's been produced in Ireland. And we're well below the prices for premium beef in Europe. Well below. So where is the money going? It's certainly not going to farmers in Clare or anywhere else in Ireland either. There is a cartel in Ireland. Every beef farmer in Ireland knows it. There's been one for 20 years now. And there are smaller players, smaller factory players, but they give the same amount because they're afraid that if they pay more than the big players, the ABPs, the Dawn Meats, that they'll be put out of business, that they'll go after their markets.
And that's the former Labour TD and Clare farmer Michael McNamara there. What about the meat industry, John? What have they been saying today?
Well, Mary, while Meat Industry Ireland acknowledged that there are hundreds of dissatisfied farmers remaining on picket lines across the country, they say there are thousands of farmers that have cattle to sell and are being blocked from doing so. And regarding base prices and how they're set by factories, the meat industry spokesperson Cormac Healy told the News at One that it depends on the European market. He said that even in the face of a depressed European market, the meat industry agreed to significant financial initiatives in this deal.
The base price is something that could not be discussed in the context of these negotiations. I think there's very clear position around base price. I think the minister set that out during the negotiations. The Competition Authority, the CCPC, equally has said that this isn't a matter that can be negotiated, and it was not discussed. The base price, the overall price that farmers are getting at the moment, or at any stage, is determined by the markets out there for Irish beef and the returns from those markets, and they continue to be very depressed. And we're now at a stage where we're several weeks away from Brexit. It's absolutely the wrong position to be in, where we have factories shut down, animals building up on farms, farmers with cattle ready to slaughter, employees laid off, and thousands more affected by this continued blockade now and facing layoff also. I'm aware that since the end of negotiations last night, where the agreement was reached, that, you know, blockades continue, and there has been some discussion or some representations made at local level. I'm aware that base price has been raised in that, but effectively, I mean, this is a blackmailing situation where protesters are illegally blocking the gates and suggesting that they discuss with management when they can reopen. A point I think that has to be made here now: we're at a juncture where irreparable damage is being done to the customer base for Irish beef.
And that's Cormac Healy there of Meat Industry Ireland, ending John Cook's report.